Es gab also in der Woche gesagt, zu schlagen, wie man Yehuda mit Sechel Shkolem darf ches. Mishra said, Vahein Gronis v'chul. Rabbi Yechon said, these three times were chosen for animal meiser because they are the three periods of the year that animals give birth. And the name of Rabbi Shimon Levi was said that these three times were chosen because there should be plenty of animals available for purchase for the people coming to Yerushalayim for Yom Tov, because they wouldn't shecht or sell them before giving meiser. So giving meiser so close to Yom Tov brought a lot of animals onto the market. Rabbi Yutin says these times were chosen to prevent people from delaying to bring up their carbon. By giving meiser right before Yom Tov, they would then take up the meiser animals to be brought up for the kabbonis when they went to Yerushalayim for Yom Tov. Rabbi Yosi says one who delays taking meiser from his animals transgresses the law of Baal Tiacha. The Mishnah says, Rameh says the first of Elul is the start of the new year for purpose of animal meiser. Rav Lazar and Rav Shimon says it's the first of Tishrei. But as we said, the animals born in Elul are considered to be in their own entity for purpose of meiser, only lechurma. Rav Chuna said, the reason of Rav Meir is that animals that conceive before Nisan give birth before Elul. Anything born later was conceived later, which is considered to be the next year for meiser. We follow the conception of the animal for animal meiser, and the new year for that conception starts at Nisan. Rav Chuna said, the reason for Rav Lazar and Rav Shimon is the pasuk seems to say that anything born before Tishrei is joined for meiser purposes. But as I said, since we have the above shitas, which argue, we treat the animals born in Elul as a separate entity. In fact, about the other shitas were Ben Azai's Talmidim, how can we say that he couldn't understand the shitas enough to pass him like one of them? Rav Shmuel Yitzchak said, the fathers of the world, which Rav Yoni said refers to Rav Shmuel and Rav Akiva, argue about this as well. That's what Ben Azai didn't pass him like one of them over the other. So it must be that Ben Azai was actually a Talmud who became a Chavr with Rav Akiva, because if that's not the case, he would not refer to Rav Akiva and say, you, which is what he did. So obviously he must have been a Chavr, he became a Chavr as well. Shmuel Yitzchak said, we learned it from the following Mishnah. Ben Azai said to Rav Akiva, after Rav Akiva said this machlekes from Bisham Hill in a place where the Talmud Kanavim says no machlekes, so Ben Azai says, why are you saying there's a machlekes in a place where there seems not to be machlekes? From here we see that he must have been a Talmud who became a Chavr, because he referred to Rabbi Akiva as you. A Mishnah says, all animals born between Rosh Hashanah and the following 29th of Elul are joined for Meiser, even if they're born in different Meiser periods, as described in the Mishnah. If five are born before Rosh Hashanah and five are born after, they're not joined. Rabbi Yosi said, we see that animal Meiser is dependent on when the animal is born, not when it's conceived, and not when it's first fit to be eaten, which would not be until 8 days after it's born. Because if the conception was a determining factor, it should say that animals which became pregnant between Rosh Hashanah and the 29th of Elul, and if being fit to eat is a determining factor, it should say that the ones born until the 22nd of Elul. Rav Shammai, the name of Rabun, the son of Rav Chiya, said that it may be that we only include animals that are fit to be eaten in that year, but the Mishnah may be following Rav Shimon, who says that even animals that are less than 8 days old are included in the year that they were born. Rav Mana asked, that would mean that Ben Azai follows Rav Shimon instead of Chacham, because he said that all animals born in Elul are a separate entity, but according to Chacham, the animals born after the 22nd in Elul are part of the next year. Rav Mana said, Ben Azai must mean that the animals born after the 22nd are left to be part of the animals born in the next year. That's what it means, and it could be followed to Chacham. Rav Chiya said, a Bechar's birth determines its year, not as being fit to be eaten. Rav Mana, in the name of his father, Rav Yoina, brings a proof from a pasuk. Zok to Mishnah Halacha Beis. They would remove the shkalim from the Beis HaMikdash using three boxes, every box large enough to hold three saw. On the boxes were written Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, respectively. Rabbi Shmuel says the letters were written in Greek. The one who went to remove the money could not do so when wearing clothing with a hem, or wearing shoes or sandals, or wearing tefillin or a kameah. If he would, and would then become poor, people would say, oh, it happened because he must have stolen, was being punished. If he would do so with one of these, wearing these clothing, and become rich, people would say, oh, he became rich because he stole from the Machzor Shekel. We learn from Sukkim, the Yisim Nekiyim La'at Me'Hashem Yisrael, that a person has to try to remain free from suspicion, even from people. Zok, the Gemara Mishnah says that one may move boxes of grain on Shabbos if the space is needed, even though it involves physical exertion, which shouldn't be done on Shabbos. Rav Zeira asked, how large could the boxes be? Rabbi Yoshi answered, a brisa says that the boxes used for the shkolim held three saw each. So we'll say that the size allowed on Shabbos is that size as well. Mishnah says one is chayav for carrying out undiluted wine on Shabbos in the amount needed to mix a full cup of wine. Rav Zeira asked, how much wine is that? Rabbi Yoshi answered, we find that Rav Chiya says that for the arba kaisis on Pesach, each cup has to have a revius of wine, which is 1/4 undiluted wine and 3/4 water. We see that 1/4 of a revius of undiluted wine is the amount needed to be chayev. We find that Rabbi Yehuda is the sheet of the Mishnah regarding the amount of undiluted wine needed to be chayev. Fekhmer, how much diluted wine how much diluted wine you have to carry out to be chayev on Shabbos? Tamar says, if you need a 1/4 revius of undiluted wine, which makes a revius of fully diluted wine, it must be that you have to carry out a revius of diluted wine to be chayev. How much does one need for each cup of the arba kaisis on Pesach? Rabbi Avin said, you need 1 1/4 titartan. May Fekhmar, may Elijah drink all 4 cups in a row and be Yotze? Mar says, since Ramon in the name of Rabbi Yotze said that if one hears Halal and Shul on Pesach night, he doesn't have to repeat it at the Seder. It must be that he can drink all 4 cups in a row, because without Halal, there's no separation between the third and the fourth cups. Fekhmar, may one drink the cups by drinking them a little bit, like sipping them slowly? The Chum didn't want you to drink it in a way that will make you a drunk. Sipping the cups like this won't make you drunk, so it should be Mutter. Fekhmar, could you be Yotze using the wine of Shemitah? Rabbi Yotze taught that one can be Yotze with the wine of Shemitah. Can it be yoytze with spiced wine? Bakapara taught that spiced wine has the status of wine. We learned that you can be yoytze with spiced wine. In fact, Mara can be yoytze with diluted wine. Rabchia taught that one may be yoytze, that one can be yoytze with undiluted or diluted wine, as long as the wine looks like and tastes like wine. Abrai says that cooked wine is like spiced wine without explaining what halacha is referring to. In fact, Mara, may one be yoytze the Arba Kaisis with cooked wine? Rabbi Yoyna says that one can be yoytze with cooked wine. Rabbi Yoyna, from drinking the Arba Kaisis, would have a headache from all the way from Pesach until Shavuos. Mar says a woman once saw a certain chacham whose face was shining. He said to him, either you're intoxicated, or you lent money with interest, or you raise pigs. These are easy, profitable jobs, and therefore I'm making you happy. He answers back, it's the Torah that I retain that makes me happy and makes my face shine. Talmid Rabbi Yechon saw that Ravo's face was shining. Talmid said, he must have found a treasure. Rabbi Yechon asked him, what new piece of Torah have you learned? He said, I learned an old Tesefta, and that joy caused his face to shine. Rabbi Yechon said, the lug of the Torah is the size of the old Tumnasa measurement that they would be using Sipari to measure fish fats. Rabbi Yechon says they would use that in Rabbi Yane's house to measure honey. Says the Revius is equal to the half of the old Sheminas measurement used in Tivranus. Rabbi Yechanan said that's the same measure that we use today by that same name. If that's true, why does the Brisa refer to it as the old Sheminas? Mara says its size was changed at one point and ultimately returned to its original size in the times of Rabbi Yechanan. The Brisa wants to be clear which one we're referring to. How large does a cup have to be to hold a Revius? Rabbi Yisrael Pazi and Shmuel say it has to be 2 by 2 by 1.83 etzbois.